When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The use of artificial intelligence in the healthcare industry is becoming more widespread, raising concerns among Bay Area unionized nurses about patient safety. These nurses are advocating for greater transparency and input in the deployment of AI technologies to minimize risks to patients. At a recent protest outside Kaiser Permanente's San Francisco Medical Center, nurses held signs that read, "Patients are not algorithms," and "Trust nurses, not AI." The California Nurses Association, which represents 24,000 nurses at Kaiser Permanente, is urging healthcare corporations to ensure that AI technologies are thoroughly tested, valid, and not harmful to patients. Nurses want to be included in the review process to ensure congruity with patient safety. The nurses fear that without proper oversight and accountability, healthcare employers may use AI to replace nurses and other medical professionals, prioritizing profit over patient care. They are calling for a pause on the rollout of new AI technologies until greater safeguards are in place. However, experts acknowledge that generative AI tools have the potential to greatly improve healthcare delivery and are growing at an explosive rate. Kaiser Permanente, one of the largest employers in the Bay Area, has already adopted AI technologies and claims to rigorously test them for safety, accuracy, and equity. One such program in use at 21 Kaiser hospitals in Northern California is the Advanced Alert Monitor, which analyzes electronic health data to notify nursing teams when a patient's health is at risk. According to the company, this program saves about 500 lives per year. However, nurses have raised concerns about the tool, pointing out problems such as producing inaccurate alarms or failing to detect all patients whose health is deteriorating. They believe that healthcare corporations are using AI as a shortcut to handle patient load without ensuring the safety of these systems. While the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized some AI-generated services, comprehensive data requirements are often lacking. President Joe Biden's executive order on the safe use of AI highlights the need for policies that promote the welfare of patients and workers in health services. There is a knowledge gap among health systems and organizations about the potential of AI technologies and the guardrails in place to mitigate risks. Some health systems, like UC Davis Health, are intentionally implementing generative AI and other types of AI to support their workforce and improve patient care. Collaboration among health systems aims to ensure that no patient, clinician, researcher, or employee gets left behind in taking advantage of the latest technologies. Dr. Robert Pearl, a lecturer at Stanford Graduate Business School and former CEO of the Permanente Medical Group, shares the concerns of nurses about the use of AI in healthcare. However, he also sees the positive potential of generative AI for patients. He likens generative AI to the iPhone, something that is not going away and has great potential for the future of healthcare.